It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket. You wanna keep it real?
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in. New episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. I'm your host, Clint Coley. No AKAs. I'm not promoting anything. It's just another episode. Me trying to, again, continue do what I'm supposed to be doing. Not really supposed to be doing, but, you know, doing what I told y'all I would do. And, yeah, hopefully y'all like what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, today's episode, I want to talk about quality dates. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about quality dates. I was talking to my homegirl, right? And she tells me, she says, Clint, here is my New Year. She was talking about how, which, you know, affirmations and things that she wanted to do for the New Year. And one of her things was she wants to go on 1 to 2 quality dates per month. And the first thing, of course, that jumps out at everybody's mind was, well, first of all, it's not hard to go. Everybody knows it's not hard to go on a date every month, or at least 1 to 2 dates every month. And she didn't specify. She didn't specify whether that be with one person or it could be with multiple people. First thing I'm going to speak on as far as that is regard is, I think 1 or 2 quality dates a month, between whether that be you going out with 2 separate guys or whether you doing it twice a month with the same guy, it doesn't matter, right? It could still be a quality date. So that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, she trying to go out with this nigga, that nigga, this nigga, that. And even if she was, so the fuck what? You know what I'm saying? But that could mean a lot of different variations. You know what I'm saying? 1 to 2 quality dates a month. Ladies, I actually urge you to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Again, it could be with 1 nigga, 2 dates a month. You know what I'm saying? 2 quality dates a month. Or it can be with 2 niggas, you know what I'm saying? And it can be with, you know, maybe it could be with 1 nigga this month, 1 nigga next month, 1 nigga, you know what I'm saying? Or it can be, you know, 2 niggas this month, 2 niggas next. Like, it's so many variations you could do it. You could do 2 this month in January with this guy, 2 next month in February with the same guy, and then you could do 1 and 2 in March. Like, it just depends on how the, I don't want to say the cookie crumbles, but it depends on how it gets broken down into. So it's not a big deal. Do whatever you want. Do whatever that makes you feel happy. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. But let's dive into what exactly is a quality date. And I broke it down into like 5 to 6 things that really encompass a quality date. The first thing I want to talk about is intent, all right? Intent is a big thing because a date is not a date unless both of y'all agree it's a date. Now, let's be real, fellas. You ever been on a date with a girl? You think it's a date? And she like, nah, this is just 2 friends getting together. You know what I mean? Like, I never forget, girl asked me, you know, yo, do you, you know, I had to ask a girl like, yo, is this a, you know, she asked me, I'm sorry, I didn't ask her. She asked me, she says, Clint, is this a date? And I'm like, well, what the fuck you think? What you mean? What do you mean? What is this a date? You know damn well it's a date. Or I ask a woman if this is a date. She says, you tell me. Nah, bitch, you tell me. You know what I'm saying? No, you tell me. And a lot of times, ladies, I know that you follow a man's lead, but I think when it comes to intent, I think you do set the tone in whether it's a date or not. Listen, I'm fair, all right? Y'all can't say he's not fair. I tell y'all all the time, men lead, blah, 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 blah. But I am fair. I'm telling you now, ladies, you set the tone on whether it is a date or not. Now, fellas, you follow through on if it's said date, meaning you're the one that's making the plans, you're the one that's doing this, 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 and this, and we'll get to that later. But ladies, you do set the tone on whether this is a date or not. Again, I've been on dates like, okay, I've never been out with a girl that I'm attracted to and not said, this is not a date in my eyes. But there are women who have been attracted to me, but necessarily said, Clint, this isn't a date. We just cool and we hanging out. That's a fact. I've seen that multiple times. I've been here before. I've seen this movie. It is what it is. So that's why I make it a point to let ladies know you do set the tone on whether it is a date or not. I'm not saying, again, I got to keep reiterating this to y'all because a lot of times y'all take what I say and you want to take bits and pieces and say, oh, but how a man going to tell me that I got to set the tone? No. All I'm saying is, if a man asks you out, like let's say a man asks you, say, hey, you trying to go out Friday. You straight up say, are you trying to take me on a date? That's all you have to say. He asks you out. All your response, your next response is, or should be, are you trying to take me on a date? If he says yes, then you say yes. If he says no, this is not a date, this is just us hanging out, you make your decision from there. So my thing is, if you know you feeling him, if you know he, you know what I'm saying? You ask him, are you trying to take me on a date? Even if you know you're not feeling him. All right, let's say you're not feeling him and a guy asks, yo, you gonna take me out? And it's like, yo, are you trying to take me on a date? And if he says yes and you're not feeling him, you say, yo, I don't want to give it the date title. I'm not interested in dating, but if you want to take me out and you want to have fun, I'm more than welcome to do that. See how easy that is, sis? That's not hard. That's not hard. Fellas looking like, yo, ladies, do me a favor. Send me a DM. If I'm telling the truth, just say, Clint, that's fair. That's all you got to do. Just send me a DM, say, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's all I'm about. So intent is a big thing. Now, let's go to a second piece of intent. Let's talk about good intent or bad intent. Do you have good intentions when you're going on this date? Fellas, I'm mainly talking to you, and I realize that my light has been off and I'm on YouTube this entire time. Give me about 7 seconds. I'm going to run, turn the light on, and come right back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I'm back. My bad. My light, I also put these on YouTube if y'all watching. Just a straight camera, one shot, just me just talking. I'm at my desk, and I ain't had a light on, so my bad. But let's talk about good intentions and bad intentions, all right? Good intentions, right, means that you are, and this is, let's take it from a male's perspective and let's take it from a woman's perspective, all right? From man's perspective, good intent, fellas, means you're going on this date and you're only expecting a date. Expecting. I'm not saying whatever doesn't happen or whatever. Whatever happens, happens, but you let that be her decision. But your intentions on this date is not pussy. Your intentions on this date is not to be on no fuck shit. Your intentions on this date is you legitimately want to get to know her. That's good intentions. Good intentions is I'm down for whatever. Cause like, let's be real, fellas. You're down to fuck. All right. Let's not do this. Let's not act like you're down to fuck. Right. But are your intentions to fuck? I can be down for a lot of shit. That doesn't necessarily mean that's my intentions. Down to fuck, intending to fuck, two totally different things. So I want to make that clear when we're talking about this kind of stuff. Down to fuck, intending to fuck, two totally different things. Now, let's go a step further, right? Again, now, even though your intentions aren't to fuck, your intentions need to be, hey, I'm here. My intentions are the following, fellas. This is a quality date, not a fuckboy date. Quality. Quality, greater sign, fuckboy. All right? Let's keep talking. Another way to, since we're talking about good intentions, your intentions also need to be, fellas, to have fun. To have fun. Get to know you. Have fun. Fellas, there's so many times that I hear you niggas going on dates and you're not having fun. You need to be having fun. Date should be a good motherfucking time. All right? You need to be leaving that date like, yeah. It may not lead to nothing. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But I had a good time. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed Clint's comedy show. I'm not promoting. I ain't got no shows coming up. I mean, I might, but I'm not, not yet. But, hey, man, y'all better come see me. Fuck that. All right? Y'all better come see me. I'm funny. And watch my special. It's on YouTube, all right? Like, if you want to see if I'm funny, if you've never seen if I'm funny, watch my special on YouTube. But that's neither here nor there. All right. But you need to be having fun. Having fun is very key. So, fellas, your good intentions. Having fun. Getting to know her. Are you with me? GP, are you with me? Fun, getting to know her. Okay. Ladies, your intentions for good intentions on a date. Number one, same thing as men. You should be trying to get to know him. You should be trying to get to know him. I don't want to hear about food. I don't want to hear about I'm just hungry. I don't want to hear I'm bored. There's a lot of other things you can do with your time if you're bored. If you're bored, sis, go read a fucking book. All right? Go read a book. There's a lot of good books out there. I can recommend some. But if you're bored, read a book. Bottom line. If you're bored, this is not a book to read. If you're watching this on YouTube, this is my joke book. This is a cool-ass joke book. But anyway, read a book. All right, read a book if you're bored. The second thing, ladies, all right, we already talked about having fun, right? But for you, right, for you, you need to let your guard down. You should be letting your guard down. Meaning, I'm not saying you need to tell this man everything that you've been through in your life on the first date. I'm not telling you that you need to be, what do you call it? I'm not telling you that you need to be 100% like, yo, I'm here for this. Blah. No. When I say let your guard down, whatever date you've been on before this, whatever men you've done dealt with before this, give this man an opportunity. Give him a clean slate. All right. The way that I used to date was that you have an A in my class. It is up to you whether or not you keep that A. If you don't keep said A, then, hey, man, I gave you an opportunity. So, ladies, your intentions need to be giving him a fair chance. A lot of y'all go on dates playing defense. You're not really there because you want to be there. You're there because you think you should be there. No, give him a clean, realistic opportunity. That's it. Most of the time, fellas, that's all we want. We just want a legit shot. We want a chance. That's it. That's it. All we want is a chance. And a lot of times, ladies, y'all don't give us a fair chance because we're fighting through whatever the fuck y'all went through with other men that ain't got shit to do with me. All right? You know, the last nigga I went on a date with, he blah, 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 blah. He blah, 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 blah. All right, well, then if you so mad at him, go call him and tell him why you mad. And get off this date with me. All right? So that's where we are. So first thing is intentions. Good intentions. Now there's bad intentions, right? Now we already named pretty much what the good intentions are. The antithesis of both of what I said for good intentions are bad intentions, right? So fellas, if you're on a date and you're trying to fuck, that's bad intentions. You don't need to be going outside, all right? If you're, oh, fellas, my bad. I forgot one for y'all asses. Fellas, do not be going on no date telling women how much you're spending and how much you're not spending. You hear me? Leave the money conversation out of this. You know your ballpark. You know what you're trying to spend. You know what you're not trying to spend.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Stay within your means, bro. You don't need to have that fucking conversation. Too many times y'all motherfuckers be leading with money. How much money you got or how much money you don't got. Grow the fuck up. Please and thank you. I mean, I'm serious. Please and thank you. Grow up and do better. All right? So we're not having that conversation. But ladies, same thing with you. You need to be going on dates with a clean slate. And you need to be going on dates with... And also, let's go one more step with this intent. My bad. Go out with people you're actually interested in. All of these make a great... The intent, that's what makes a great quality date first. Go out with somebody you're actually into. So many times, y'all going out with people and you're not into them. You're not into them. You don't give a fuck. You don't like them. There's nothing about them that's interesting to you. So you're going out with them just for the motions. That's not going to work. All right. The second thing that makes a quality date is the actual... The arrangements, the plans, okay? The plans. Now, I'm not talking about said plans. I'm talking about the arrangement of plans. Now, I'm going to start with men, and then I'm going to lead into women. Fellas, you are not stupid. Lady sitting here like, Clint, you'd be surprised. But... Fellas, you're not stupid, or you shouldn't be stupid, all right? Let's have this conversation. Guys, you know women like plans. You know this. So anything else other than plans, women ain't trying to hear, all right? So planning, all right? Let's start with the first thing. Number one, if you're making plans on Tuesday for Saturday, right? Let me go back. My bad. Number one, fellas, you need to be starting with when are you free? And when you ask when you're free, you need to also explain when you're free in the same text. So it's like, hey, when are you free? I'm free. Friday night, Saturday night, or Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday night, right? Does any of those work for you? That narrows it down. That gives women an opportunity to not say some shit like, well, or come back with a question, well, when are you free, blah, 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 blah. And now y'all going through when you free, when you free, when you free. And I'm going to be honest with you, fellas, with women, that gets they get exhausted with that. They get exhausted with that. They get that honestly, that's minus 1 point and you don't even know it. You are starting off on the wrong foot and you don't even know it. You ain't even know. You only ask when she was free. You ain't even know. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was corny. I'm better than that. I'm a better comedian than that. I told y'all earlier to watch my special come to the shows and y'all like he making jokes like that. My bad. And y'all might not even be thinking that. You know, I could be projecting, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah. Yes. So fellas, take my advice. All right, you ready? You ask her, say, hey, when are you free? When are you free? I'm free this day, this day, this day, this day. Give her about 3 to 4 options and say, does any of these work for you? Right? Chances are one of the options that you gave her is good for her. If they're not good for her, she's going to give you some days that do work for her. If she does not give you days that work for her, fellas, I'm gonna be honest with you. You don't gotta keep chasing her or tracking it down. I'm gonna be honest with you. You don't have to keep. I wouldn't do that. I would not do that. I give you some dates that I'm free, and then you don't give me no dates that you're free back. Or if you tell me none of those dates work for me, and then I'm not asking you again. I'm not. I'm going to just be like, all right, you say these days don't work for you? Cool. This date don't work for me. But chances are she's going to tell you that one of those days work for you. If not, most women with some sense, she's going to say to you, okay, these days don't work for me, but how about this, 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 and this? And then y'all can come to an agreement. Okay. So now you have the day, fellas. Now you have the day. You got the day. Now you got to narrow down the time, right? She says this day, let's just hypothetically say, she says Saturday evening works for me. You say Saturday evening works for you. You know when the fucking evening is, all right? The evening begins at 6 p.m. The afternoon, so listen, the morning is, you know, 8 to 12. Afternoon is 12 to about 4, 5, depending on where you are. 6 in the evening. So you ask her what time works for her. Chances are y'all be going out somewhere between 6 and 8 p.m. All right. Now, fellas, here's my advice. Before you ask the time, have an idea of what you think you might want to do. But we'll get to that later. But have an idea of what you might want to do. All right. So you got the date. You got the time. All right. You got the date. You got the time. Again, we're planning. We're in the planning stage. Right? This is how we get to a quality date. So we're in the planning stages. Now, ladies, with that date, time, please do not make it difficult for us to set a date and for us to set a time. I'm asking you that. You do not need to make it difficult for a date and for a time. That's whack. All right. I just want you to know that you should not be making it difficult for us to get a date and a time. All right. You're asking us to lead. We're doing that. What I need from you is just cooperation. You know how SpongeBob said imagination. I need cooperation. Cooperation. All right. Cooperation. That's simple. Now let's go to the next part. Let's go to the next part. Fellas, again, we're talking about planning this. If woman doesn't hear from you, Like, let's say you made plans on Tuesday and you don't confirm or text before Saturday, you don't have plans on Saturday. You don't have plans. Like, let's be for real. Fellas, you know that for a fact. You don't confirm like Thursday, Friday, like y'all, you're not checking in. You don't have plans on Saturday. I would assume that. I'm going to be honest with you. If you tell me, if we planning some shit and I don't hear from you and then we don't have plans. That's just where I'm at. We don't have plans. So you need to make sure that you are being consistent while making said plans. All right. Now let's get to actually what you want to do. Now, what you want to do, I don't think that you need to ask a woman, what do you want to do? By the time y'all get into the date phases, right? So she's going to ask you on Tuesday, do you have anything in mind that you want to do, right? Here's the secret. Y'all ready, fellas? Write this down. Here's the secret. You making plans on Tuesday. It's, the date's not till Sunday. She says, do you have anything, an idea, you have anything you have in mind? You say, no, not yet. I will make plans and I'll get back to you by Friday. Is that okay? She says, yes. Now, in between time, fellas, this is where you're gathering your information without asking her directly what she wants to do. You're talking about things in conversation, right? You find out she likes comedy. You find out she likes basketball. You find out she likes certain things. Now you have something to go off and you should be looking something up.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Now, we can talk about food or anything like that. Yes, you know what I mean? Look up a restaurant, blah, 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 blah. Fellas, if you're going to go the restaurant route, what I suggest is that you do the restaurant situation on top of, so it should go restaurant and something, like, try to choose a restaurant that has activities already there, right? Like, there are restaurants out there, like, okay, prime example, I live in LA, right? There's plenty of restaurants that have, you know, like, they don't, not only do they have food and dinner there, but they also have activities. Like, prime example, you know, I went axe throwing, right? They got food there. Moe's Axes in LA. It's called Moe's. Spot called Moe's. They got food in that motherfucker. They got food, good food at that. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. That's what I think you should be doing. You know what I'm saying? You should be planning an activity that has actions in it. But outside of that, you need to be gathering intel. That's your job. You are now an FBI agent, bro. You should be gathering intel on things that she likes. And then you fire. Then you fire. Right? So Friday comes around, y'all been talking, blah, 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 blah. You say to her, let's just say she tells you she likes basketball, y'all going to the game, whatever game is in town. That's your date. We're going to go get something to eat, and then after that, we're going to the game. Or we going, you know what I'm saying? Now she's like, okay, this nigga was paying attention. He was paying attention. Now look at you. Now look at you. You're in control of the situation. You were paying attention. You're getting rewarded for paying attention. Now let's go to the third part that makes a quality date. The company. The company. This to me, outside of planning, this to me is the most important part. Company. So you know what you're doing. You have good intentions. Now both of those meet together. And now you have a person that you're with. You've already, you're coming to the date with good intentions. You're coming to the date in the situation where you're in a good space. Now you need, all you need to do is be your best self. Be your best self. You're on this date. You're there. You're having a good time, right? No negativity. No bullshit. Y'all not, and also, I honestly think on these dates, stay away from certain conversations. You don't need to be having the relationship conversation on this date. You don't need to be bringing up Kevin or anybody. You don't, these conversations, you don't need to, fun shit. Fellas, stay away from sex, unless she brings it up. But fun shit. Fun shit. You're cooking now. Fun. Have you ever been on a date with somebody and it's not fun? I've been on non-fun dates. They're not. Because you know why? Because you get on a date. And all that talking and texting we was doing, and now we're in real person, and you ain't got nothing to say. I don't even be knowing what to say to that. Well, clearly, because if you ain't got nothing to say, then I ain't got nothing to say. But, yeah, company, your company. Are you good company? Y'all should be in... I don't know how many times I got to emphasize this shit. All right, like there's no excuse for you guys not to be having a good ass time after you've done steps one and steps two. Good company. Come to the date ready to talk. Come to the date ready to enjoy yourself. Come to the date. You should be talking. You should be laughing. All of that. Best jokes. All of that. That's where you need to be. That's your lane. All right. Quality date thing for the fourth criteria for a quality date. You know, too many times dates go wrong when you guys are in a situation where, you know, somebody says something stupid. It literally takes one dumb statement to change the trajectory of this date. Somebody may say something on this date that you do not agree with. That cannot shift your energy unless they say something egregious, which I don't want you to say nothing egregious. Bottom line, you shouldn't be over there talking about some, you know, you shouldn't be over there talking about some, yeah, man, you know, we need to free Tory Lanez. That's not what you need to be saying on a date. And I'm not saying you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. As a matter of fact, I am saying you're wrong. But I don't think that that needs to be the topic of conversation. So for me, don't say nothing stupid. And the fifth thing that makes a quality date, the fifth thing, you know, making sure after the date, she gets home safely. Make sure you say thank you. make sure you guys like that. That's so important. And I guarantee you, you follow those things, at the end of the day, there should be a date too. At the end of the day, y'all did right. That's it. Is this hard? I like you. You like me. Make plans. We have fun. You do that shit again. It's that simple. It's that simple. That's all I got for y'all today. All right? Quality dates. The five things. Your intentions. Your planning. Your company. Not saying stupid shit. And your follow through. That's it. You do these things, good dates are coming. That's all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Holy. What's his name? Holy. What's his name? Holy. What's his name? Holy. Listening to advice from a fuck boy.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.